Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here at Getaway Friday, April 28th, 2023. Last Friday in the month of April, 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. Well, here's what I've learned during the break. Apparently, never ask anybody or tell anybody that you're going to put them in the book because they will say, don't put me in the book. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, I don't think I could ever really write anything negative and put it out there about anybody. You know, you can talk about that all day long, but really, can you really do it? I don't think I could. Now, I'll write the negative stuff about myself. I haven't done too... Well, that sounds bad. I haven't done too much negative, honestly. But, you know, you could certainly write about your own flaws and faults. I got a lot of those. Boy, I can come up with those all day long. You know what? I want people to win prizes today, and we're having an awful time with this category. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to switch categories here for a second, and hopefully we'll get some more people in the competition, because I want to give away this Del Taco stuff and Neighbor's Pizza stuff. Okay. Talk show host, in honor of the late Jerry Springer, talk show hosts who have been on this show. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. Talk show hosts who have been on my show. Well, and I'm covering the last 21 years, but I think all of these people have probably... I've at least mentioned them on this station, and I think they've all been guests on this station. So there should be nobody out of scheme here. So famous talk show hosts who have been on this station. Okay, now maybe we'll get some more people entered in this competition. Go ahead, caller.
Let's do Phil Donahue.
Phil, how could we forget Mr. Donahue?
I know, we've heard about him.
See, should I put all the stuff about Phil Donahue in the book?
Yes. And on your other question, you didn't put where you made trips to his house and Pat Carroll, did you? That's not none of your answers. That's what I was going to ask you.
Oh, in this category?
No, in the other one. Things you like or you do.
Oh, no, yeah. Those were all Marion things.
Heck yes. Tell about him. He can't come after you. And Pat Carroll, I think she just died last year, didn't she, lately?
Right, right. Well, what about somebody like Ted Williams? Now, I got all kinds of Ted Williams stories.
Yes, yes.
Now, see, people want to know the stuff, but I don't know if, you know, I don't know.
Well, I don't think he'd probably just say, put it in there. I'm surprised somebody hasn't wrote a book about him.
Well, it is interesting. I don't know. I've had some interesting experiences.
He was on the world news, too, not just Columbus.
Right, right.
He was all over.
But I think he's really only had close relationships with people. And I'll tell you, he announced he was going to run for president on my show, and he announced he was going to run for governor on my show. And I'll tell you, I got some behind-the-scenes stuff there that nobody knows. Now, should I write that, or should I not?
Oh, you have to check with him.
Well, see, there... See, but if you, just like during the break, I told somebody, I said, hey, you're in the book, and I didn't even say if it was positive or negative, and they said, I should not be in your book. Now, there you go.
Now, see, if I didn't throw those newspapers right and you wrote it in the book, I'd be very hurt.
No, you'll be in the book.
No, but I mean, I'm very sensitive, so I would be hurt.
Well, no, I would never, see, this, I guess maybe I'm saying this wrong today. I would never say anything that would hurt somebody intentionally. I guess what I'm talking about is, like, Ted Williams, okay?
Yeah.
How he came to run for president, how he came to run for governor. There's a story behind just the on-air announcement. And the story, maybe they would come off looking bad. I don't know how somebody's going to perceive something, but...
That's what I said. Nobody ever sees, like, if two or three people tell the story, they're all three not going to tell it the same way.
Right. And just like this email from Charlie. You know, Charlie sent me this email. It's all very positive about me, but he does mention some people in there that he didn't necessarily... Well, I don't know. I can't remember if it's people or things. But, you know, I don't think people would take that negative toward him, but I don't know. Maybe they would. Who knows?
Well, because, see, I never, you know, you never expect anything from Charlie, not even a little thing.
Right. So, you know, you just don't know how people are... But then there are funny stories, too. There's a funny story. I mean, I got funny stories about these people, but maybe people wouldn't... Maybe people would think I was making fun of them. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Well, let a couple of people, maybe Jeannie, a couple of people read it and see if, you know, it's okay by two or three people, then it's probably okay.
Well, you hope. You hope. You don't want to intentionally hurt somebody. I mean, if people who...
People see in the newspaper, stuff bears get sued over book.
Well, I'll tell you what. I had no idea until this morning that I had the power that I have in this town in the media. And there's another story I can't tell because I don't think the person would want me to tell it. But apparently, my name gets brought up a lot in meetings in this town. And apparently, I have much more power than I think I do.
Should have run for mayor.
Apparently, I should have. I guess I should have. Who knows? Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah,
listen, I got no power. I got no power at all in this town. I think these people are confused that I would have this kind of power. But I guess God bless them for thinking it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, famous talk show hosts who have appeared on this station. Does anybody have the answers here? 740-383-9944. We got Donahue. Certainly can't go wrong with old Mr. Donahue. Now, should I tell people who my favorites and least favorites were? Is that a dig on somebody? I don't know. 740-383-9944. Talk show hosts who have appeared on this station. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey, here's somebody who wrote up Tell All.
Well, I was listening to your story about book writing here, and I got very interested. I thought, you know, maybe you should write a book coming from, like, the, you know, covering the history of radio in Marion. And that way you could tie a lot of these things together, and if you leave a story out here and there, it's because it wasn't germane to the Marion story, necessarily.
Here's an interesting thing. Now, for people who don't know, this is Bob Welsh from Columbus, who wrote the great book on the Great Race Pizza Shop. I always want to call it Amazing Race. That Amazing Race show has really screwed me up on this whole pizza book. But the book is great, and everybody who I've given it to loved it and read it cover to cover. But the interesting thing is, it's kind of a tell-all. You wrote about people in that book, stories that they would have never known, and I think Charlie, not Charlie Evers, but your Charlie in that book, certainly does not come off looking very well, and I think he said he was alive when you wrote the book.
Yes, he was. That's why I didn't include his last name.
Right, so what was your rule of thumb for saying those nasty things about him, even though he was still alive?
And I had one of the other participants in the book, read it thoroughly, you know, and he's a lawyer as well, and to make sure that anything that was negative at least would be true. You know?
So that's the question. All my things are true. I have no doubt about that. But could you have told the story without telling the truth about him, even though it was negative?
Possibly, but that might then lead more towards it being fictionalized, and I didn't want to fictionalize it. I wanted it to be the truth, and if somebody came off looking bad, well, that's, you know, they looked bad to begin with.
See, and that's the problem here, and I'm not, again, people listening, I'm not saying that there were dark sides to Charlie Evers or Madge Cooper or Mary Ellen Withrow or any of Ted Williams. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that if you really want to hear more than what you know, which I think is what a book is for, everything that went on beyond the interview or beyond them on the air, some things that were funny might come off as negative now. Some things that they said may not be what you thought they would say. You know, I don't know how that's... But if you don't tell that stuff, then you're not really... You are telling fiction. You're not really telling fact anymore.
Well, you know, I think even when you talk about somebody who is... you know, a very good person like Charlie, they occasionally might have their bad day, and, you know, they, you know, or and occasionally they might have a dark side that comes out maybe once every, you know, 1,000 days or something like that. And you have to address it, because, like I said, nobody's perfect. But certainly, you know, in your promos and everything, you have a clip of Charlie talking about who should be on the next $20 bill and how they should be good-looking and so forth, you know, and that could be, you know, perceived by some people, you know, that's kind of a dark thing to say in nowadays.
You know what? I'll tell you.
Dollars based on the looks.
Maybe
that was fully scripted, but it's out there, and that's a side of him that's being, you know, presented.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. There is a story behind that. That people don't know. It's not deep and dark, but there is a story behind that. And, you know, I don't know if I told that, if it would be, I don't know. I don't, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. But I will say this. Now, those little bumpers that run here on the station that Ted and Charlie and I do, you know, about the, you know, WWGH, blah, 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 blah. Now, those were all scripted. But what's interesting is, I think people thought those were improvised. Some people did, you know, but they weren't. They were scripted. I wrote those.
Yeah.
Everything that Ted Williams and Charlie Evers are saying in those, not the $20 bill thing, but those little things that run, you know, hey, Charlie, did you hear about, hey, Ted, did you hear about, I scripted those all. And here's a little behind the scenes for you that I'll give you a little hint of something. Now, see, could I put this in the book? I'm going to tell it on the air anyway. The one with Ted. Now, I wrote these very quick. One night, Ted was coming to town. I wanted to tape some things. He wanted to do it. He liked doing those things. He liked being comedic. And I said, okay, I'm going to write some up real quick. And we wrote it up, and we did one. We taped them all. We put them on. Okay, they were great. Now, there's one on there, and it still runs to this day. Now, you tell me what's wrong with this promo. Hey, Ted. I'm trying to even think of how it goes now. But it's hey, Ted. It's something to do with food. Hey, Ted. Something about food. Oh, I know what it was. President Harding. Hey, Ted, did you drop by President Harding's house or something like that? And he says,
popcorn, yeah.
No, you think he could have left a bundt cake. Does anybody have a chicken places recipe? That's the promo. Now, do you know why people had a problem with that?
Probably because of the stereotype attitude towards chicken and... African-American.
Yes, yes. Now, do you think that was in my mind or his mind when I wrote that?
No.
No. But it was. Now, why did I say chicken out of all... I could have said burgers. I could have said pizza. I could have said anything. You know why I said chicken? Because we were two doors down from Lee's Chicken at that time, and it was. I was writing those things very quick. It never occurred to me that that was going to be dramatic. And yet it was. Now, do you put that story in the book? Because that makes me look a little stupid. I don't know. And it makes him look a little stupid that he would say that knowing of the stereotype.
No, and I never understood that anyway because I eat so much chicken and watermelon that's pathetic. You know, and I never understood why people thought that was a racist thing or just a... an Afro thing or something, because, I mean, I have chicken practically every night, and I live on fried chicken.
Right, right, and to me, that's why I left it that way. I've never altered it, because then I think you don't have a spot. But, you know, those are the type of stories that's a light one, but those are the type of stories that people don't really know.
And they should be told, because, I mean, just to illustrate the fact that this is what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I will tell you, and as I said to the Ted Williams, his gubernatorial, more his gubernatorial run than presidential run, but there are stories behind there that people have no idea about, that that I think they would be shocked to learn. And the interviews like Bill Cosby are going into Phil Donahue's penthouse. I mean, I haven't told the whole story about that yet. But then you do have the local people. You do, just because I worked around them, Madge and Charlie and Mary Ellen and Linda and people like that. But then there are people who are just in my life. Like I said, Abby and, you know, they were a part of things that are mostly, the story's about me, but it's just my recollections of what happened that people didn't see. Like when I went to see Helen Thomas, we had egg sandwiches and ginger ale after the interview. Now, I think that's an interesting tidbit.
Yeah, that's where I think you should write the book from the historical perspective of Marion Radio.
And then just say, if there's anything anybody misinterprets as bad in there, too bad.
Yeah. And if there's anything that you're doubtful about, you know, let that person read it, you know, and say, does this capture the situation properly?
Well, how do you feel, though, about, because there's somebody, now, I think it'll eventually come out. See, here's a whole another thing. Let's say you write the book and you leave something out because it would damage them, but then it comes out later on and it really makes your piece look fictional because you left it out.
Well, you know, that's one of the things you have to struggle with, you know, do you include it or not? And if it's germane to the story, even though it might appear to be negative, it should be included.
Right, right, and I just, there have been so many people who passed by, you know, Mr. McFeely was here three different times. Now, I'm not saying there's anything negative about Mr. McFeely. Now, those are more funny stories, but they're things that maybe people wouldn't find funny. You know, I don't know. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. Who knows?
I think the important thing is to go ahead and write it and get it out there. I think we missed the opportunities. You know, Filippo, you know, Bob Marvin, he should have put it in the book.
Oh,
I mean, some of his interviews and everything were just so insightful as of the early days of Columbus television and so forth.
You know something? I will tell you something, and I don't know how many people know this, and I'm not, this one I can't say on. I'm not even sure I could ever write this. But I interviewed Filippo right before he died, 6 months before he died, and I have a nice story about that that I would put in a book. But there is a story that I think people would, it would be headlined, certainly in Columbus, Ohio, because of his popularity, that I don't think I've ever told anybody about Filippo. And I was shocked when it happened. Just an unbelievable thing. So, you know, President Harding's grandson. How did I get the first interview with him? I mean, people heard the interview, but a lot went into getting him to come on, and that's an interesting story. President Harding's letters to Carrie Phillips. You know, I was a part of the first interview that brought those to the air after they were embargoed for 80 years. You know, there's a story behind that. You know, how much do you tell? You know, because when you die, it goes to the grave with you if you don't tell it.
Right. And that's why, you know, for the sake of history, these things should be told.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know.
And I guess if it bothers people, as long as it wasn't your intention to bother people, you know, maybe it's okay.
And when it gets right down to it, you imagine everybody's going to be reading your book. But they don't.
That's right. Nobody.
Let me tell you, they don't read the book.
No. But I think what it does, what people do now is they take headlines or they take paragraphs. And they go, oh, look what he wrote about this person. Not the 99 nice things you wrote about them, but the one thing that could be construed as deceitful or bad. That's what becomes the headline. So, you know, it's a tough thing, but, you know, I'm making my way through it, and but I can't go around and ask everybody if they mind, because, of course, they're going to say, no, don't put me in it.
No.
Yeah.
You just maybe, you know, tap one person who you know, knows a lot of the principal, you know, living characters and get their take on it.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's an interesting conversation. Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem. Good luck with that.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, it's an interesting conversation to have here this morning. I didn't expect to have this conversation this morning, but, you know, it's helpful. I like getting people's opinions on this. So there you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the category we're in is famous talk show hosts who've appeared on this station. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Sam Donaldson.
You know what? I didn't put him down as a talk show host, but it's a good guess.
Well, do they have to be, like, people that host shows or just people you've interviewed?
Well, they have to be people I've interviewed and people who hosted shows, yes.
So no news people?
Well, what do you consider
like Hugh Downs? You so much.
Hugh Downs was a news person.
Yeah. So he's not a host.
You know, I guess he was, but not a talk show host. He was a...
So you want a talk show host.
Talk show host.
That will be hard because I never listened to them, okay?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so we got Phil Donahue. Well, we got Donahue. Talk show hosts who've appeared on this show over the years are who I've interviewed in my broadcast career. Well, I told everybody this morning one who I'd interviewed right off the bat. All right, let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Dick Cavett.
Absolutely, Dick Cavett. Now, what is your opinion on a talk show host versus a news person?
Well, a news person talks about the news and runs stories about the news, but a talk show host have people in their studio and they're letting the people talk and
right.
asking questions, interviewing.
Right, right. Now, see, because the last caller said Hugh Downs and Sam Donaldson. Now, they were hosts, but
because
I didn't...
They weren't hosts of talk shows. They were hosts of news programs.
Right, which I think is a little different. You have any opinion? Is it yay or nay on the tell-all book, or do you just say nice stuff about people?
You want to write a book, put me in it.
But, well, I mean, I don't know. I just, it's not to be mean. I don't want anybody to get the impression that I'm just, this person was awful. No, it's not that. It's just, you know, true stories of things that happened. Now, people might interpret them bad. I don't know.
It might be interesting.
Well, it might, you know, it might sell more books, so you might have to go that route.
There we go.
There you go. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we got Mary in the competition. Mary, Judy, and Trish here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Well, you know what? I think you just put people in and don't ask questions. And again, as long as you're not really trying to hurt people, who cares? All great. Dick Cavett and Phil Donahue. That's who we got. Famous talk show hosts who have been on this show. Go ahead, caller.
Geraldo.
Oh, boy. We did a whole journal on Geraldo for a year. Absolutely, Geraldo. Gotcha.
Okay.
Geraldo. Of course. How could we forget Geraldo and the Geraldo Journal? So we got Geraldo, Donahue, and Cavett. Now we got four other people. 740-383-9944. Famous talk show hosts who have appeared on this program over the years. And you know, this whole category started because of somebody who I mentioned this morning that we haven't even got yet on this particular list. Geraldo, Donahue, and Dick Cavett so far. Now, think about all of our top-of-the-hour segments, and think about all of our archives, and think about all of that stuff. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Geraldo, Donahue, and Dick Cavett. Who are the other 1, 2, 3, 4 on this list? So far, Trish, Judy, and Mary. In the competition, we've got $10 to Del Taco, a Del Taco beanie. Going to be giving away a neighbor's pizza today. Go ahead, caller.
Jerry Springer.
Of course, Joe. We just talked about Jerry. Absolutely, Jerry Springer. Got it.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer, of course, on the list here of famous talk show hosts who have appeared on this program. Jerry Springer, Geraldo, Donahue, Dick Cavett. Who are the other three? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say Jerry Springer.
Yep, good guess. Jerry Springer, certainly on the list. Who are the other three talk show hosts who have appeared on this station over the years? Jerry Springer, Geraldo, Donahue, Dick Cavett. Three to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe you should just run down famous talk show hosts in your head and say, well, were they on the show? Were they not on the show? I don't know. Who are they? 41 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Jerry Springer, Geraldo, Donahue, Dick Cavett. Who else do we got? Go ahead, caller.
You're not counting Charlie Evers or Jeff Ruth, are you?
No, no local people. These are national people.
Oh, okay. Good luck for me, then.
Yeah, these are all national people on the list. All right. Who are the other three on this particular list here today? Go ahead, caller.
How about Oprah? I just tuned in, so I don't know who.
No Oprah on the list, but a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
No Oprah on the list. Oprah's never been on the show, oddly enough. But what we've got here, famous talk show hosts who have appeared on this show over the years. Now, we've got seven. We've got Jerry Springer, Geraldo, Donahue, Dick Cavett. Who are the other three? That's what we want to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Nationally famous talk show hosts who have appeared on this program over the years. Well, this all started because of the death of Jerry Springer yesterday. So we've got Jerry Springer. We've got Geraldo. Of course, we did the big Geraldo Journal there for a year. Donahue, of course, one of my favorite stories. Go ahead, caller.
Was it an interview or just a promo with Joy Behar?
Oh, no, I interviewed Joy Behar. You know, I didn't put Joy on the list, but yeah, no, Joy was on the show a couple times, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Oh, man, how did I leave old Joy Behar off the list? Yes, Joy Behar was on this show a couple times. Forgot about old Joy Behar. All right. Still got three more. Famous talk show hosts who have been on this show. 740-383-9944. She probably would not like me calling her old Joy Behar. That probably wouldn't float. That dog wouldn't bark. But, well, okay. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Tony Danza?
No Tony Danza, but he did have his own talk show there for a while. You're right. Tony Danza did have his own talk show. I forgot about that. He could have been on the list. We've had Tony Danza on the show before. Still three to go. Famous talk show hosts who have been on this show. We've got $10 to Del Taco. Del Taco Beanie. Neighbor's Pizza, one large, one topping pizza. So a lot of stuff to give away here in the next hour and 15 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Jerry Springer, Geraldo, Donahue, Dick Cavett. Who are the other three talk show hosts that I have put on this list? All right, now we'll probably draw for the Del Taco here coming up at noon, and then we'll probably do the Neighbor's Pizza between 12 and 1. So far, we've got Trish, Judy, and Mary in the competition here today. Who are the other three talk show hosts who have appeared on this show? nationally known talk show hosts. Some of them appear in the promos. Go ahead, caller.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Absolutely. Sally Jesse Raphael has been on this show. Thank you. Yes, Sally Jesse Raphael has appeared on this program over the years. Certainly. So she's on the list. Now we're down to two. Who are the two that we do not have? We've got Jerry Springer, Geraldo, Donahue, Dick Cavett, and Sally Jesse Raphael. Who are the two nationally known talk show hosts who have appeared on this show over the years? Now, I guess I could give you a hint and say one of these people is still alive and one of these people is no longer alive. So you've got one living person and one who is not living. Does anybody know who they are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Nationally known talk show hosts who have appeared on this station. You have heard their voice on this station at one time or another, doing interviews with them. One is no longer with us. One is still with us. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know who the final two are? We've got Jerry Springer, Geraldo, Donahue, Dick Cavett, Sally Jesse Raphael, and two more to go. Who's got the final two? Well, it's kind of a difficult question here, I guess. Well, maybe this person's got the answer. Let's hope. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say Larry King?
No, they did not. I don't know. Hey, when the train gets to the last stop...
I'll ask you a question. What's the deal with the one guy? He says, he talks about his book and he says, and if they don't like my book, I'll tell you one thing, they're going to say you got a good book. What does that even mean?
Well, that is a guy named Pat Cooper. He was a pretty well-known comedian, and he was kind of bombastic, to be honest with you. And I think he was trying to sell his book, but he didn't want to come off like he was selling it.
Well, it didn't make sense because if they don't like my book, they'll tell you one thing. Boy, you got a good book or something. Every time I hear that, I think, what is he even talking about?
I think he just got a little worked up. I think what he was trying to say was, even if they don't like the price of the book, they'll say, wow, he's got a... Okay, he wrote a... Let me put it this way. It's interesting you bring that up. He wrote a book that kind of trashed people in show business. And I think he was saying, you might not like what I have to say about these people who you love, but you'll say it's a good book.
Okay, so even though you may not care for all the content, it's a well-written book.
Yes, I think, yeah, it's an intriguing book because
well, every time I had heard that, I thought, what is this man? For years I wondered that now.
Well, do you understand Larry King? When the train gets to the last stop, you get off?
Yeah, don't outwear your welcome. With that being said, talk to you later, Scott.
The train's at the last stop. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Larry King! How could we forget old Larry King? All right, now we're down to one. 740-383-9944. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Charles Grodin.
That's it. You know, Charles Grodin. No, I didn't have him on the list, but a good guess. No Charles Grodin on the list. Yes, but Charles was on the program. I love Charles Grodin. Charles Grodin, gosh, he made me laugh. Oh, I loved interviewing Charles Grodin. I'm sorry he's went on to the great beyond. Go ahead, caller.
Opal Coving.
Because you love her so much.
That's right, I do.
Well, we're going to try to get her on again because, boy, the ratings skyrocket when she's on. Opal.
I will be listening tonight.
Oh, good. Well, we'll call Opal again and you can get the melon baller out.
That's right. Hey, I found it. It was way in the back of the drawer, but I found it.
Now, have you recounted now and said to yourself, he wasn't being mean to old Opal?
Yes.
All right. Well,
I did.
I'm glad. We'll call her
I got to thinking about it, and we and Sarah talked and stuff like that, and I said, I was like, okay, I must have been just having a bad moment or something, and just, so, yes, and I do apologize. I'm sorry, but...
No, no, I understand what you were saying. We'll call her up tonight and check in on her, and we'll see if there's any news on her dead sister or anything like that tonight.
Oh, that's right. So, she's on the list, right?
No, no, she's not on the list. No, she didn't make the famous talk show host, but it's good guess.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. No, no, she is not on the list of famous talk show hosts to have... Did I say guest? See, there's something you could put in a book about me. I can't talk. I have a talk show, but I can't talk. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. My goodness. Jerry Springer, Geraldo, Donahue, Larry King, Dick Cavett, Sally Jesse Raphael... Who's the one we're missing? Famous talk show hosts. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Did you talk to Steve Allen?
You know, I never interviewed Steve Allen. Nope.
You did his wife, and I wondered if you interviewed him.
No, no. I had Jane. Yeah, Jane Meadows.
Okay.
I had a lot. Yeah.
I remember her.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, Jane Meadows. Now, there's another person I love. Jane Meadows was just a good, good, good lady. Love Jane Meadows. 740-383-9944. All right. Jerry Springer, Geraldo, Donahue, Dick Cavett, Sally Jesse Raphael. One left to go. Legendary talk show host. Who might it be? Who has appeared on this show? Trish, Judy, Mary, and Sarah. In the competition, we're going to do the Del Taco $10 gift card coming up here at the end of this hour, then the pizza next hour. Go ahead, caller.
How about Jack Parr?
Not Jack Parr. Never interviewed Jack Parr. Never had Jack Parr on the show, but there's a good talk show host for certain. You know, we're getting closer now. This person, well, let me see here. Do I want to give too much of a hint away on this person? I don't know. We're getting close. 740-383-9944. Famous talk show host who has been on this station. Jerry Springer, Geraldo, Donahue, Larry King, Dick Cavett, Sally Jesse Raphael, and we're still missing one. Who is it? 740-383-9944. Who do we got? All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he classifies as a talk show host, but Bob Costas.
Absolutely. Remember when he hosted Later with Bob Costas?
Yeah, I knew he did, but I didn't know if it was considered that.
Absolutely. Bob, well, haven't heard from you. How you been, Ryan?
Yeah, doing good. I was just getting ready to say I've been doing a lot of night shifts and sleeping during your show, so I'm back to day right now. So.
Well, you know, a lot of people who work days sleep during my show, so it's okay.
But I try to listen when I can.
Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Yep, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Ryan in the competition. Yes, Bob Costas rolls out the list there of famous talk show hosts who've appeared on this show. Okay, next category. Oh, here's one of the Marion ones you'll enjoy. Got to get my paper situated here. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town. Now, we did the east end for a long time. How about the south end of town here in Marion? Businesses that are or were on the south end of Marion, Ohio. We've got Trish, Judy, Mary, Sarah, and Ryan all in the competition here. Going to do the drawing for Del Taco coming up at 59 minutes past the hour. Then we're going to do a large one-topping neighbor's pizza during the 12 o'clock hour. So you don't want to tune away for love nor money. And we'll be on tonight live, 8:15 till 10 o'clock with the Friday Night Live show. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say Sears.
Sears, absolutely on the list. You got it. Sears, absolutely on the list. Home of Kenmore and Craftsman. The legendary Sears. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know a business that was or is on the south end of town here in Marion? All right. Well, I've got a lot of these. One, two, three. Well, there's a lot of them. Let's put it that way. A lot of places. Go ahead, caller.
Let's do Elder Bierman.
No Elder Bierman on the list.
Oh, that was my favorite. Okay.
No Elder Bierman on the list here today. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town. Go ahead, caller.
Sears.
I got Sears. We already got Sears here, but what are the other answers that we are missing? Businesses that are or were on the south end of town here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Pennies.
Absolutely. J.C. Penney on the list. J.C. Penney absolutely shows up on the list here today. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town. Sears and Penney's so far on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Hills.
Hills. Yes, Hills is on the list. You got it. Hills, the legendary Hills department store, is absolutely on the list. Hills, Sears, J.C. Penney. All right, what else do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Quality Farm and Fleet.
Let me see here. I did not put Quality Farm and Fleet on here. No Quality Farm and Fleet on the list here today. Now, how did I leave them off? Sears, Penney's, Hills, businesses that were on the south end of town. 740-383-9944, Del Taco $10 gift card and a Del Taco beanie. Coming up here at the end of the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Joanne's House of Fabrics.
Yep, Joanne Fabrics on the list. Joanne Fabrics on the list, to be sure. No doubt about that. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town here in Marion. Sears, Penney's, Hills, Joanne Fabrics. All right, go ahead, caller.
Old Navy.
No Old Navy on the list. I left Old Navy off the list. How about that? There was a good one. I used to shop there quite a bit. Sears, Penney's, Hills, Joanne Fabrics. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town here in Marion. We got a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. A lot of businesses on this list. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Almonds.
No almonds. No almonds on the list here. Now, remember, the Del Taco drawing is going to come up here in 2 minutes. And then we're going to have a break. And then we're going to come back at noon and do this again for a neighbor's pizza. Go ahead, caller.
Elder Bierman.
No Elder Bierman. Good guess. No Elder Bierman on the list today, but not a bad guess at all. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Cervix.
No Cervix. No Cervix on the list here today. That was on the east side of town businesses. I think I put it on that list, but I did not put it on the south end of town. All right, let's take the phone call here. The Del Taco drawing coming up momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
I think it was called Rex's TV.
Rex's. No Rex TV. No Rex TV on the list here today. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town here in Marion. Drawing coming up here in about 30 seconds for Del Taco. Go ahead, caller.
How about Kroger's?
Kroger, yes, Kroger is on the list. Yes, Kroger did make this particular list here today. All right, let's do the drawing here for Del Taco. We've got Trish, Judy, Mary, Sarah, and Ryan. $10 to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie, which you can pick up till 1 o'clock today. Go ahead, caller.
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut is on the list. You got it. Yes, Pizza Hut is on the list. So now Charlene is in the competition. Yeah, Pizza Hut was the first one I put down today. All right, so now we're going to do the drawing. We've got Trish, Judy, Mary, Sarah, Ryan, Charlene for the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie. The winner is Ryan. So, Ryan, if you can get over here before 1 o'clock, we'll have the Del Taco gift card and the Del Taco beanie for you. And come back in 15 minutes. We've still got a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza to give away. Don't you dare flip that dial.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but